Baseball's two league championship series begin tonight and tomorrow night, and by the time it's down to two pennant winners in the World Series, you will probably have heard a lot about Rafael Perez, Manny Ramirez, Fausto Carmona, Livan Hernandez, Tony Peña, Victor Martinez, Jose Valverde, Mike Lowell, Johnny Peralta, and of course, Big Papi David Ortiz. Those are just some of the Latino ball players on the four teams that are still in it. As of last season, 29% of Major League Baseball players were Latino. That's twice the figure for 1991, when Major League Baseball started counting. When Tony Perez played for the Cincinnati Reds, they weren't keeping count yet, but it must have been a lot less. Perez played for the great Reds teams of the late 60s and 1970s, the Big Red Machine. The slugging, clutch-hitting first baseman was the first Cuban-born major leaguer to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and today the Hispanic Heritage Foundation gave Tony Perez the 2007 Hispanic Heritage Award for sports. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
And congratulations on the award. How much has the atmosphere around major league clubhouses changed for Latino ballplayers between when you came up and today?
Well, it's like being a long time ago in Miami when every store say we speak Spanish. I mean, in the clubhouse now, they speak Spanish most of the time. You see a lot of players.
Well, when you came up with the Reds, were you allowed to speak Spanish in the clubhouse? Was there anyone to speak Spanish with in the clubhouse?
Yeah, it was a few players, Leo Cardenas, Chico Ruiz. But, you know, you hear the remark, hey, speak English, you know, and from other players, they were the way they were.
You were named Tony Perez by
right.
Americans playing baseball. You weren't called Tony when you were a child in Cuba or later in Puerto Rico.
No, because my real name is Atanasio, and Atanasio called me Tani.
Tani,
what you used to call me. But I came down here and, in 1960, and they started calling me Tony, and Tony was.
You were in the major leagues. They could call you what they wanted to call you.
Right. And as long as I go to the bank and they cash my check, it's okay with me.
I want to ask you about something controversial that Gary Sheffield told GQ magazine this year. He felt that major league owners prefer to have Latino ball players to African American players because he said, I called it years ago. What I called is that you're going to see more black faces, but there ain't no English going to be coming out. It's about being able to tell Latin players what to do, being able to control them. He seems to think that it's harder to do that with African American players. What do you think about what Sheffield said?
Well, I don't know what Gary is trying to say. There's a lot of more players in the B League from Latin America now when it's black. Mm-hmm. And he may be trying to say that they care more about the Latin players because they get a school done in Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and some of the other Latin countries.
What was it like when you were signed? Did you get rich the moment you were signed for the major leagues?
Rich? No way. I got a $2.50 to get a visa to get out of Cuba to get my. Yeah, that's the only I got, $2.50.
Okay. This year's league championship series in the National League, Arizona versus Colorado. What do you think?
Well, there's two teams are hot, and they really want to play, and they really want to get in. And it's hard to predict who's going to win that one.
And in the American League, Medias Rojas from Boston and Los Indios from Cleveland?
Well, I think the Red Sox, to me, had the best team. I mean, the best pitching. And well, Cleveland and the Indians are a tough ball club. They get some pitching and they can hit. And you never know. But I would say the Red Sox.
And if it's Red Sox against Arizona in the World Series, what do you think?
Red Sox.
So a question that must be posed to anybody who played with the Big Red Machine teams, should Pete Rose be admitted to Baseball's Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, I played with Pete for a lot of years, and what he did on the field, well, it was amazing to watch.
But off the field, he gambled, and he lied about it.
Well, my point of view is what he did on the field, and I don't think he's doing what he already paid for what he did before.
Well, Tony Perez, once again, congratulations on your Hispanic Heritage Award today. And thanks for coming in to talk with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Tony Perez, former All-Star first baseman of the Cincinnati Reds.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.